What's up? This is Keith.
Hey, this is Ari.
And I'm Kim.
And this is Relationship X Religion Podcast.
All right, y'all. So what's been going on with y'all?
What
y'all been up to this week?
Yeah, this week was the struggle. And I mean, like, the struggle. Like, Monday and Tuesday at work, it was nonstop. And when I tell y'all, I was like, yo, I need a vacation. Like, and I can't go nowhere, but I need a vacation. Like, this week was not a mess. It was just, it was hard. And I could not wait to see Saturday.
Yeah, I was the same way. Like, I had no motivation. And then yesterday my manager left. I probably shouldn't be saying this on the podcast. But my manager left and I did the bare minimum.
Yo, that was my goal. For Friday.
You got a goal to do a bare minimum.
I literally said.
I mean, because like, you got to get what needs to be done, done.
Exactly.
After that, it's whatever. It's going to get done, but just not today.
Like.
Put that on social media. Y'all got a bare minimum goal to do. Like, I'm not going to do nothing.
Needed a break. Because.
Oh, my goodness.
When I tell you, everything was on fire. Monday and Tuesday. And I walked in, like, I didn't even get to my seat before my supervisor was like, just so you know, da da da. And I was just like, oh, here we go.
That's why I can't go back to the working world. I'm a snap on somebody. Look, I'm Christian. But try Jesus and not me. That's why I can't go back to the workplace. Because I'm going to give you these hands.
Right.
Hey, nah, so,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
lay
Jesus.
Hands.
And I ain't no morning person. I'm sorry. I don't talk to me in the morning.
Okay, real quick. One thing. I hate my manager. She, like, I don't even be at my desk.
Dislike? Like, you hate?
No, I don't hate my manager, but I hate that she does this.
Got you.
I'm walking in. I haven't even got to my desk. Hey, Kim, can you do this? I ain't even logged in yet.
Like, right.
I'm sorry.
I just walked in the building.
I sit down?
Don't say
can
good,
I turn my
good
computer off?
I don't like good mornings at work. Like, I don't.
So my coworker, she knows that I'm not a morning person, and I don't work mornings. Like, I work, you know, afternoon, evenings, because I don't like getting up in the morning. Yeah. But on the days that I know
man,
I have to work an early shift,
that luxury.
She will literally, like, she knows I hate it. She'll be like, good morning, sunshine, sunshine. And I just be like, oh, you know I hate this. I hate coming in here. I be having sunglasses on in the building.
That made me cringe.
Okay, y'all. So, question of the episode. If Ronald was not here, where would you guys go?
Well, we're going to, you know, claim that Rona's going to be gone soon.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. If I could go anywhere. Well, I already had a trip previously planned to Puerto Rico, but
going somewhere.
Right.
Yes, I am always going somewhere. If I can drive to get there, I will go.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
Right.
Actually, it's in the U.S. Actually, it's called Antelope Valley, I want to say, and it's out in Nevada. I want to say that's where it's at. It's just, like, really pretty, like, valleys, like, that have been dug out, you know, just naturally dug out from over time. And it's, like, all these beautiful colors and, like, really bright oranges and pinks and everything. And I just want to go walk through it because it's, like, really deep.
Gotcha.
So that's something that's on my list.
I want to say I've heard of that before.
That's what you could do in your single season. Like, enjoy that. Enjoy it.
That is a relationship goal that I have is
why,
to be able to travel with
look,
my husband.
Well, because you can just take trips and stuff like that, man. And I got to. No. I mean, I ain't saying being married bad, but like you got to pay for two people at that point.
But when you have two incomes,
yeah, I get that. Well, where you gonna go on vacation, Kel?
Huh? I just want to be able to say get off
of me. Right, get off of me.
I want to go to a beach. Like, I've been in North Carolina for 6 years, and I have yet to be...
What?
Or I have yet to have gone to any of the beaches.
There's nothing special about these beaches.
It's really not, but
they close.
Yeah.
How close where?
Closer than it was in Wisconsin. I
mean, how close was it in Wisconsin?
Well, they had...
Well,
they,
we had a lake beach.
I'll take it.
Guarantee you ain't. But, like, I just, like... I had legit planned on just going to the beach by myself this summer. But Rona said, no. It's like, I can't. No, not. Mm-mm. She said, no.
Gotcha. What about you, Bertie?
So mine, without pandemicing.
You and your pandemic.
Pandemicing. I'd be on a cruise. I have the infamous cruise. Like, I love cruises. It's the best of both worlds. You get the... You ain't got to worry about what you about to eat. You just go. You sleep, wake up, you eat, and whatever.
Never been on a cruise.
What? I'm telling you, going on a cruise, you wouldn't want to go in no valleys. No other stuff.
Excuse me for being adventurous.
Look, I don't like coming up with ideas. Like, oh, cruise, my gosh. Cruise is for people that don't
shoot
like
my
to have.
Dreams down. That is hilarious.
Thanks, Marquise.
I'm old now. Just put me on a cruise. I'm old.
It's funny.
Oh, that man. Funny. All right, y'all. Let's get into the meat of this episode. For this episode, we are talking about what it means to walk it out. And when we say walk it out, we mean what is it to actually take the steps of having a relationship with God. So, you know, when you start out, you know, you make the decision that you want to go to church and you're focused on, you know, the relationship part of it versus the religious parts of it, even though religion isn't bad, as we've talked about before. So if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go back and listen to that one. But also, after you take that step of, you know, getting involved in a church and then hearing the word on Sundays and going through those steps, what is it now? What are you supposed to do next? You know, what are the steps that you take to actually walk out your relationship with God? And we know that that's not easy. We know that for some people, you've grown up in church all your life, so maybe it might be easier for you, but somebody who's just getting into really wanting to know God and, like, know what it means to have a relationship, they may not know what it means to, like, walk this thing out and continuously walk it out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, like, when I started this thing and not understanding how to walk this out completely, I was hearing a lot of churchy terms. I was hearing a lot of stuff. Like, it was kind of blocking because I didn't know. It scared me because I didn't know what was going on. Like, it was hard for me to understand what people were talking about. And so that blocked me from a lot of the stuff. But, yeah, so when I first started, like, doing the church thing, like, trying to figure out all of this stuff, like, I literally thought that I had to be perfect in order to start doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had that perception that I had to have my life straight before stepping into this. And, I mean, it wasn't taught that way, but that was my perception.
Yeah.
So, like, I was thinking, like, yo, I gotta be right before I go. And that's far from it. And that's what kind of kept me away. And then the some people being too spiritual for me. as I walked into the church, and it's like, you telling me all of these cliches and things like that, like, I don't understand. Just be real with me. So that was a big part of me not knowing how to walk this thing out, because it wasn't like something that I could do. It wasn't something doable when I first stepped into the church.
And I think, like, for me, it was just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm supposed to go to church. I'm supposed to hear the word. I'm supposed to highlight in my Bible, say hallelujah, amen, and go home.
Right.
Going through the motions, really, and not really understanding the depth of it and what else goes into actually being in relationship with God. Like, not really understanding that there is a relationship with God,
right?
And more so being religious, like, just doing the acts of it and not going into what it actually is and not understanding that and actually not feeling like you've been taught that. Mm-hmm. Because especially when you, for us, like me and you, Kim, like started out as children going mm-hmm. to church. It was the routine of like, this is what I know I'm supposed to do on Sundays and not necessarily the part of you have access to God, you have a relationship with God mm-hmm. outside of just going to church and hearing the pastor speak on Sundays.
Right.
And that was just like, that was like one of my preconceived notions of what it meant to mm-hmm. actually do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, it was basically like you said, like you go to church on Sundays, sometimes all day.
Right.
That's what nobody want to do.
You go to Sunday morning service, you go get something to eat,
yep.
change clothes, and yep. come back for afternoon service.
6:30.
No, sometimes we had 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah.
We were out by 3:30, back by 6:30.
No, see, we were out by like 1, 2, and had to be there 3 or 4.
Ooh. See, I think that's one of the big things that keep men out of the church. Because, hey, that's football.
Sunday football. you ain't the only one.
Okay, sidebar. Like, I follow this one chick on YouTube, and her husband, like, football season, he does not go to church.
Wow.
Like, legit. He was like, oh, you know, this is my last Sunday.
Ooh.
Right.
Until season is over.
Wow.
I was like, you like flat out said it, and you like meant it. Serious.
Yeah, because I mean, it's entertainment. Like, so, like, that's why you got to have a church that's entertaining to you, like that you can that can grasp for you. But that's like true. The other thing too that was keeping me away was I felt like people were gonna judge me, like because that's mm-hmm. always that first thing, like, oh, they gonna judge me for me being out in the streets or whatever and coming to church.
Yeah,
and it's like,
and but again, that's how it was taught to us.
Because mm-hmm. we're supposed
that's that generation of churchgoers.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how it was taught to them and how it was presented to them.
Yeah.
And how it's supposed to present it to other people.
Right.
So it makes you think that you're supposed to be perfect.
Yeah.
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 And that definitely scares people away. But then, like, the other side is, like, once you do it, like, what are you supposed to do? How do you walk this thing out once you mm-hmm. get past that, you know, first step of like, okay, I'm going to church, I'm hearing the word, how do I go get past that point? What comes after that? So I know, like, for us, like, something that we've been taught is the acronym for PRAY that people can use, which is praise, repent, ask, yield. And that comes from the Lord's Prayer, Luke 11:1, and I'm not going to go through all that because we've just about everybody's heard it, you know, from beginning to end.
Right, and if not, you can go and read it yourself.
Right.
Our Father.
Don't even start.
But that, I think that, because you got to think about it, like, you, to understand, because people could tell you pray all the time. And like, people, when I started going to church, they'd be like, pray about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, like, what am I praying for? Like, what?
But not only that, it's like they tell you to pray, but the people that's telling you to pray are the ones that, Heavenly Father, and you're
on
fire. Like, and they be on fire, and you're like, God is really hearing your prayers, but He's not hearing mine.
Right.
You're not hearing to hear mine the way He hears yours.
Yeah,
so, like, it messes you up because coming into church, you think you have to pray that way, and you think that if I don't pray that way, God ain't hearing me.
Yeah.
Which is a misconception because everybody is not that type of prayer warrior.
No. Right. I know I'm not.
Look, y'all can hear my voice and know for
right.
Look,
right.
They gotta boost me up every time we do this podcast. I be chill. I be chill talking to God. But that's not like. Yeah, I think like as church goers, like seasoned church people and all of that, like you gotta. When you talking to new people or mm-hmm. like you got to understand, like when you just say pray, like you got to explain that to them.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I
had a pastor's wife who explained it, like, and she was laid back about it. And I was just like, mm-hmm. mind blown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was just like, you know, when I talk to God, I talk to him like he's just my best friend. Like we just having a conversation, not like I'm talking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am just having a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, huh.
Yeah.
That's it. Like,
I know several people. Like, I remember the first time I ever heard somebody talk to God, like, like, we talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were at a rehearsal, and we were closing it out, and they asked her to pray. She was like, hey, God. We was all
that's
like,
exactly it.
We was like, we right. was all thrown off, like, who is she talking to? Oh, okay.
Like,
but
it
was off.
This whole
right. And it's like, it's crazy because, like you said, Keith, like, they tell you to pray, but they don't tell you how. They
right.
don't tell
yeah,
you.
They don't tell you what the.
Like, I'm going to be real. I was in my 30s when I learned the structure of prayer. Because growing up in the Missionary Baptist Church and Baptist Church and the old school church, your kid wasn't good. Yes. Your kid wasn't special unless they knew how to recite the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that we as adults learn in the, I guess you could say, the new church.
The millennial
age,
church.
Yeah, the new age church is that the Lord's Prayer is not what we should pray. It is actually how we should mm-hmm. pray.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are several sermons you can find online that will break all this down to you. And even the acronym that we have, the praise, repent, acts, and yield, that is pretty much the structure of the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
So, and then one thing that we can also do is pray scriptures. Like, if whatever you're going mm-hmm. through, like, if you're going through anxiety, I think it's in Philippians where it says, be anxious about nothing but through prayer and supplication, make your requests known to the Lord. You can pray that, and, like, while you're talking to God, Lord, just let this be, let this resonate.
Mm-hmm.
Or even when you're going through, just recite those. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, that has worked for me, because I don't know why the devil is a lie, but I've been kind of battling with it. Well, I've been battling with anxiety, whatever. And when I feel that rising, I recited that scripture, and mm-hmm. like all of a sudden, a peace came.
Mm-hmm.
Peace started to come. So, just reciting the scriptures over your situation and speaking the word over your situation has, for one, helped me personally.
Yeah, and actually, like with that, like with reciting scriptures, put it on your mirror.
Oh,
put it
I
on
have.
Your bathroom mirror. Put it mm-hmm. around the house. Put it on things that you can see so you can go back and reference it instead of having to go all the way back to the Bible or right. your phone
put
or
it
those
on your
type
lock
of things.
Screen.
Yeah, put it on your lock screen.
Yeah, but then like even like Romans 8:26 says, like even if you don't know mm-hmm. what to pray, like the Holy Spirit will intercede for you
mm-hmm.
in your time of prayer. So even if it's just with your wordless, like you're moaning or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Moaning,
like,
groaning,
yeah, like God still hears you in those moments. So, but it's on you to take that time to pray and spend
yeah.
that time
spend
with God
time.
In that moment. So it's not always that you have to know what to say or how mm-hmm. to say it. It's actually taking the time out to say it. Like you said, it's talking to God like he's your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, day
you're
one.
Going through it.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, in truth be told, like one thing I've learned, like some of the times that I feel that my prayer has really gotten through and I feel like they really gotten heard mm-hmm. and answered is when I just been real, like, God,
mm-hmm.
I'm hurting. I
right.
don't want to be in this situation no more, or I'm tired. I feel stuck. And because I'm true and genuine,
right,
things are happening.
Yeah.
yeah.
And like when I say I'm stuck, I'm saying I'm stuck and I don't want to be here. So me praying that,
because God knows you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's eventually, I'm going to eventually, or he's going to give me ways to get unstuck. He's going to yeah. bring people around me that will lift me up.
He already know what you want. Like, that's
right.
that's what
yeah.
people
he's just
fail,
waiting on you.
Yeah, that's
right.
what
you
people fail to realize.
You just
like,
ask.
He already knows. It's just like your parent already knows that, oh, you need this laptop or something like that. Like, they just
right.
waiting for you to say, hey, can you help me out with this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and I'm gonna
say,
they
got the money.
Yeah.
They just waiting for you to ask.
Right. And I'm gonna say one more thing about the prayer thing is like it takes practice. Like that's
mm-hmm.
that's one of the big. Like I thought that even with me, like starting, I was like, yo, like I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it took practice and being around others and like we had like pray first type things and. Like I didn't like praying in front of people.
Mm-hmm. But it forced you to
yeah, like it forced me to do it and I got to listen to everybody else pray. And
mm-hmm.
it was like, okay, all right, so my prayer ain't gonna be like
right,
like
right.
downplayed. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody is praying on that same dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to stutter through it or try and figure out what you wanna say. Cause you think when you're praying, I gotta know everything that I'm about to say.
Right. Reciting a prayer in your head before you start.
Like, no,
like said my prayer.
Like, on some real, I could not listen to other people's prayer because I'm thinking about what I'm gonna pray about. Right. And it's
you get your points that you want to hit. Right. I'm talking about that.
And like, I literally was not listening. I'm sorry. It's the truth. I was not listening to other people's prayer, especially like Thanksgiving or something like that. Everybody has their thing that they're thankful for.
We're going to go around the table, and once somebody else says it, you can't say it.
And I'm sitting there thinking about everything. So that was one of my biggest things. Like, be genuine, be yourself, pray what's on your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it could be something crazy. Just pray it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And then, I mean, another part of walking it out, which we kind of talked about in the other episode, is reading the word. Like, but also making sure that you're reading the version of the Bible that you can understand.
Mm-hmm.
I know Marquise always brings up
the CSB.
Yeah. And another one that's really good, but it's super long, is the Message.
Yeah, the Message. Yeah.
You're going to get a message, all right.
Yeah.
That thing is long, but it definitely breaks it down in a way that you can understand and be like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they also have, like, side-by-sides. I know one version a lot of people like is the Amplified version. I don't like it because it just makes the scriptures, like, really long.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does break down. It breaks down the scriptures so you can understand it, whatever. But they do have study Bibles where they have, like, two different translations side-by-side. So it'd be, like, the Amplified on one and the CSB on one,
mm-hmm.
where you can, like, the CSB be your the main one that you're reading.
Yeah.
But then mm-hmm. when you come across scripture and you're like, okay, I need to get deeper, you can see the Amplified and be like, oh, okay, that's what they mean. So, like, there are many. And if you don't want to buy them right away, you can go to the YouVersion app to kind of, I don't want to say test it out, but kind of
download every version you can find.
Right.
They even got a Jamaican version.
What?
Well, put it like this, because I like to listen to the word. So they have a Jamaican reading.
I gotta hear this.
On YouVersion. They got a Jamaican reading.
Oh God, I'm about to listen to it. I gotta listen to this.
No, it's dope. They got a Jamaican reading on there. I was like,
I'm listening to it.
But yeah, because I used to like, I thought the NIV was like the clearest that you can probably get. But then when I got into the CSB, I was like, oh, these is really our words.
So,
but like I was saying, like the listening to it, like what helped me actually start reading the word more fluently is I used the YouVersion Bible and I would listen to the Bible.
Yeah.
And so as I'm listening to it, I'm listening to how he's reading it, like the flow that he's reading it in. And so when I started reading it in that flow.
Right.
Because if
right.
you start reading and you ain't got a flow to it, it kind of throws you off.
Right.
Because you don't know how to get this to grasp the concept of it.
Yeah.
So that was a big plus for me, and then I could be working and doing whatever and still getting the Bible at the same time. So that's why I like listening to it.
I know for me, like I've listened to the word, but like especially in the Old Testament where they got all them names.
Mm.
Like for me, if I don't know what a word means, even if it's a name, that messes me up. Like it can be clear as day, but because I don't know this word or this name, it's like I can't get the meaning of it.
Yeah.
So them saying a name, and I'd be like, oh, that's what that means. And then only that, from that, now I know kind of how to pronounce some of the names now. Because I'm like, okay, so this is how they structure their work or their names in the Bible. Okay, so.
Like, Ebenezer, but the
Right.
Hey, but look, like, you got to abbreviate some of these names. Like, that's, like, I started getting stuck on names, and then it messes up the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I just be like, look, AJ did this. Aaron did this. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, like, I'm making these
names. Yeah, that's
names
good, though.
Because that way I wouldn't get stuck on it. Because every time you come across the name, you can be like,
Right, you're going to get stuck.
It's like, dang. And then
it'll pop like five times.
Right.
Oh, my after God. That. Like, just say he.
Right.
He.
So, nah, abbreviate these names until you get to the point where you, well, like you said, listen
that's
to
good.
It and
that's
they pronounce
good.
The name. And then you're like, okay, that's the name. But then you might forget it later on. But still, abbreviate.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, but then at the same time, too, like, you could read it, and, like, you can read it, but you don't get anything from it. But when you hear it. There's been times when I've like listened to it and I've received something from it. Like I'm like, oh, okay. Probably because it's like the pattern, like,
yeah,
like you were saying,
it's
the pattern,
flow,
like
the
flow
it's
of
the,
it, whatever from, that he's reading from. It that in some scriptures that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just know I can't listen to James Earl Jones.
Oh, the Bible. Yeah.
Listen. If you use
in the beginning.
That's exactly how it sounded.
Like,
and I was knocked out.
But not because, like, with the listening to it, like, especially through the gospel, like, when Jesus is talking to these people, like, the way he's flowing, you can actually, because I like to, when I read the Bible, I look at the Bible as a movie. Like, I like to blow it up into, like, a movie for me. And as he's talking, like, I'm watching this in my head. And he's like, I'm looking at him talk to these people, talk to everybody, and I'm like, yo, this is wild. But you get to understand their personalities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But definitely another way, like, if you're trying to walk this out is, and you're trying to learn and understand the word, is doing studies. Like, and there's different ways to study the Bible. Like, you can do it by topic, you can do it by character, you can do it chronological, because I'm doing chronological right now.
Yeah, me too.
But there's different ways to do it to where you're taking something from it. And the way that somebody else is doing it may not be the way that you need to do it, because it's your walk. It's not somebody else's. So you got to figure out what works for you. And then also it's getting different, like the different ways that you can get into the word. Like if you really, even like you Google it, there's different ways. Like somebody came up like with 11 different ways to study the Bible. And you just got to figure out what works. And if one way is not working, it may just be that that's not the time that you need to be focused on that. Maybe it's that you need to go back and find out who these characters are, who are these people.
Do a character study.
Yeah, in the Bible. And then you will understand, okay, when they're talking about them at this point, okay, this is where we're at. And then when they're talking about this person at this point, that's what they're talking about. So there's different ways to do it.
Yeah, because I got, and one of the big things, like, people, well, I didn't know, but it's a part in the back of the Bible that has a bunch of questions. And some, I don't know if it's in all Bibles, but I know it's in the CSB, where it's like, okay, if I'm going through depression, or I'm going through this, I'm going through that, like, it gives you scriptures to go to.
That's what
is
the
concordance, or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Look, bear with me, I'm new to this. But, like, I never knew it, and I flipped to the back, and I was like, all of this stuff is right here. So when like somebody call you and be like, yo, I'm going through this, hey bro, I got a verse for you.
You
be looking all spiritual and everything.
To the back of the book.
But my
got you, kid.
But my big thing is, like, you gotta find people that you can relate to. That was my big thing. That was my push to read the word, cause I was like, I was going through it and I came across David. And everybody know David got like almost one of the longest stories in the Bible. But it's like David been through so much, and I'm like, if you a brother and you can't relate to David, like, I don't know, you might be lying to yourself. But I found like David's story intrigued me so much, and David's story, like, it has so much to do with a lot that goes on. Like, that was my drive to read it. And I was like, yo, I can relate to him. And I found so many different people. Like, I brought up Jonah in some of the other stories. Like, I mean, in some of the other podcasts, like, you got to think about it. When Jonah was like, yo, I ain't want to save them people. And so how many times have you been doing right or doing good at your job, and they be like, yo, go help this person out. And you be like, no. Hey, I'm not about to go help. They not working as hard as I'm working. And so you could relate to Jonah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could relate to, like, so many people in the Bible, and you don't realize it. But once you find that person that you can connect with in the Word, that's when it starts to feed you.
Right.
Because it's like, yo, I want to know more about him. Like, it's some drama in there, bro. That John had you like, yo, I need to know more.
Yeah.
You'd be itching to read more.
Right.
And there's so many other ways beyond that to, like, start to develop your relationship with God. Like, getting involved in, like, the church, for one, finding a church, and then getting into a small group and having somebody to hold you accountable as you walk it out. And then also, like, doing, like, devotionals. Like I said before, like, one of the ways that I started out was doing devotionals, and that helped me jumpstart my relationship and trying to understand what the word was saying as well. But then there's the other part, like, why? Like, why are we doing this? Like, why and how does it help you? Mm-hmm. So I know for me, like I said before, it was helping me to understand what my purpose was. Mm-hmm. Like, it's another episode. It might be a bonus episode. Right. Really go into, like, our backstories right. and everything. But, like, it was helping me to understand my purpose, especially in the stage and everything that I was going through at that time. Mm-hmm. Finding my purpose and my value was in the word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you find your identity in the word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was important. And I started that by really getting into going to church and being consistent. Mm-hmm. And then going into reading my word.
Yeah.
And then reading it on my own. And then having somebody who was holding me accountable.
Right.
When, like I said, I had my friend who was sending me scriptures, and I would send him scriptures, and then we would pray about it and we would talk about it. Like, that was holding me accountable. Mm-hmm. But that was my starting point for me. But I needed to work it out that way.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, like, too, you don't overdo it. Like, because when you overdo it, it's like, oh, I gotta.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some people get to the point where, like, I gotta read the whole Bible within a certain amount of time, and it's like, yo, you overdoing it because you're not right. really digesting it.
Yeah,
right.
You know what yeah. I'm saying? And this right. this should have went on our other episode, but it's like, if you trying, like, you trying to eat a steak and don't even chew it all, like, you gonna right. choke on it. Right. So you trying to eat this full book,
or taking a piece that's too big?
Yeah, taking mm-hmm. a piece that's too big, and you start to overdo it, and everything, like, it just doesn't pan out for you.
It becomes overwhelming.
Yeah, it comes overwhelming. You're like, I can't do none of this stuff or whatever. Like, so, like, take your time. Mm-hmm. Take your time. You ain't going nowhere. The Bible ain't going nowhere. It ain't going to change. They ain't going to come out with a part two. Like, that's the thing. Like, you can't be going through this thing like a Netflix series. I'm telling you. So, there's, like, yeah, nah, yeah. take your time. Imagine
the Bible.
Kind of piggybacking off of that, Keys. One thing that I've discovered in this season of my life is that, and we've talked about this before, like, you can read the Bible and you can read a story, but every time you read it, you get something else.
Yeah.
And it's like, we are supposed to, like, God told us to get this word and put it in, like, tattoo it on our heart. So that when we go into the world, we'll have it. Mm-hmm. And you talked about it in, like, a previous episode, Keith, where you've been talking to somebody and all of a sudden the scripture would just pop up, mm-hmm. or you'd be able to talk, you'd be able to minister to them in a certain way that you wouldn't be able to if you hadn't gotten this word into.
Exactly.
So it's not like the Bible ain't a book that you can read and put it back on the shelf.
No.
Like, this mm-hmm. is a, like you said, it's a living word. This is something that we do continuously. Like, this is, we have to feed on it continuously.
Right. Like, read, I guarantee you, read Genesis, the beginning of Genesis with Adam and Eve. Read it probably 4 or 5 times, and I bet you'll get something different.
Yeah, that's
every time. Like I said, look, because at one point, I was mad at every female in the world, because I was like, look, Eve destroyed us. I was like, Eve destroyed us, but then, like, as
I'm glad you got your revelation.
Look, because you gotta keep reading. So every time you read, you find out something different. And I was like, and I told
Eve was right. I mean, right. Adam was right there.
Right. So I was mm-hmm. like, yo, because I would explain it to some guys, because as growing up, you like, oh no, Eve made us have sin and all this other stuff. But it was like, nah, God gave Adam. The mm-hmm. word.
Adam was the man.
Mm-hmm.
God gave Adam the word. He didn't get either. Like, Adam could have told, like, nah, my father told me not to eat that. Yep. Period. I don't care what you're saying. This right. is what my father told me. So it's like, nah, that's a different interpretation. And you read it again, you could get a whole mm-hmm. nother revelation out of it.
It was all Adam's fault.
Because he was the man. He should have told his
devil.
Devil. He weak.
She came with her battering eyes and all that stuff.
Oh, man. But really, the thing is, reading the Bible helps you to see God's heart
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
Like, and as you start to read and start to understand, you'll desire God more. Well, we pray that you will desire God
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
And with that,
as you seek God more, he will meet you. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely where it starts at, having that desire to seek God.
Yeah, and basically, like, understanding God's heart. With understanding God's heart, you start to understand his grace.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the big part that a lot of us don't understand, is the grace part, which I never understood until I started trying to study grace. But I never understood that, hey, God loves me through thick and thin, through right and wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that, not knowing his grace, kept me away from walking this thing out. I walk away because I ain't favorable. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't love me no more because I done XYZ.
Yeah, growing up, we didn't really get that. Like,
right.
In church, it was just like, be good.
Yeah.
Or else.
Because if you didn't, you have to go up in front of the church and repent.
Yeah.
And be sat down for 3 months.
All right. It's like, man. I heard about stories like that. You got to go confess in front of the whole church or something like that.
And we didn't do that in my church.
Nah. We did it in my church. See? And he was like, "Oh, they did. Oh,
right. Like how? Like how you gonna put somebody up there throwing stones and you probably got a bunch of seeds? That's
And again, that's why a lot of people left the church.
Yeah, oh, man. But being shamed about everybody.
But and let me say this, because that doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want.
Right.
And be like, oh, well, God, I got grace, so I can do whatever. No.
Grace is there to learn a lesson.
Right.
And move on from it.
Right. That'll probably be another episode in the future.
Yeah, like, you can't do this stuff deliberately. That's one big thing. But you actually do want to avoid some of these other things that, like, the traps that we get into. Because I know one of my big things was, like, I was scared to ask questions. Mm-hmm. I was scared to ask about prayer. I was scared to ask about, well, what did you mean by the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. Or what did you mean by speaking in tongue? Or, like, no question is wrong.
Yeah.
That's what you got to realize. Like, and if you asking somebody and they give you the sassiness, like, you just don't need to be around that person.
Right.
Ask somebody else.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing, because I would ask somebody and they'd be like, well, you don't know this? Like, okay, well, I don't need to ask you this. Right. Like, let me move on to the next person.
Obviously, I don't.
Right. So don't be afraid of asking these questions out here.
Yeah. And then also, like, another trap is definitely feeling like you're going to get it wrong, so you don't even try. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I'm sure all of us have gone through that at some point, where it's just like, I don't want to get it wrong, so why even do it in the first place? Mm-hmm. Like, even with, like, praying, like, not knowing how to pray. Mm-hmm. So let me not be that person to lead the prayer this week, or let me you know, fade into the background real quick and run off to the bathroom while everybody is praying.
Right. I mean, then another one is comparison. Like, I know this was a big one for me, because growing up, I always looked at other people like my elders in the church, and not necessarily like elders, like parent level elders, but like the generation above me, like my sister and them, how they did it. And that kind of led me astray, because they would be in church. Well, not just my sister and them. I ain't talking about my sister, but just like a lot of people in that generation, like, you will see them in church crying, smiling, speaking in tongues, shouting, all this stuff on Sunday or while we in church. But then outside of church, you see a whole different, a whole 180 from what they were doing in church. And it's like, oh, so you can, like, you misinterpret that, like, oh, I can do that.
That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay.
Oh, okay, I can do that. Okay, cool. Let's go.
Right.
But so, like, you have to be careful in that. And then on the flip side, with the comparison, if you see somebody, like, you feel that, oh, well, I don't pray like them, so my prayers aren't going to be answered. Like, I was talking about before, my prayers aren't going to be answered because I'm not hooping and hollering. I'm not speaking in tongue. I don't know enough scripture to pray, so my prayers aren't going to be answered, which is not the case. Like, one thing that I really had to learn, because that was my whole thing with prayer and all this stuff, like, my walk ain't your walk.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, the way I speak, like, just because I don't speak that way doesn't mean that God doesn't hear me. He hears me, because my heart is genuine, my heart is pure, and I'm speaking to him with an open heart. So he's hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah. And another point I want to put out there is, just because they've been in church and they know the Bible and all of that, don't mean they did that. They know God,
right?
For one, like, you can know the word, you can read a book and not know something.
The devil knows the word.
And then the other thing is a point where just because that person has been there doesn't mean that they're more holier than you.
Right.
Like, yeah. You could come in this thing fresh and God to put an anointing on you. And you, like, you be spirit-led way more than that person that's been in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay, yep. Well, then, what if that person is doing all these things? What if that person has taken all the steps? They're walking it out. Like, they're in their walk, but then it's not working. They're not hearing God. They're not receiving a word. It's just not working. They're going through all of the motions. Just to say that they're going through all the motions,
right?
Like, or even if that person is just going through all those motions and they're just doing it, what are they supposed to do? What next? Because
So for the person that's going through the motions, number one, I would say stop going through the motions and actually do it. Like, you have to change your mindset. You have to open your heart to receive what you're doing. Because if you're just doing it to check it off the box, that's what it will always continue to be. But if you go in, like, for example, reading your word. If you reading your word, just be reading your word, you're going to read the word like you're reading a book or a magazine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the time you put it down, before you even put it down, whatever, everything you read is gone.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go into the word and you're like, okay, God, speak to me. And, like, that's one thing that I started to do. Like, before I read, I would say, okay, God, I'm about to read the word. Help me to get what you have for me in this season. Help me to relate to this. Help me to receive what you have for me in this season. And once I started doing that, then I started getting stuff from what I'm reading. And like I said, that's one thing that helped for me. I mean, that worked for me. But you also have to just kind of check your motives behind it.
Mm-hmm. Because it's your agenda, man.
Right.
It's like
that. Right. If you're not, again, if you're just walking through the motions, that's what you're going to continue to do. But if you're coming to him like, okay, God, I want to build my relationship. God, I want to grow in you. Then you will.
Yeah. So that's a big, like, going in it with an agenda. Will dampen that, because you're not reading it for what it is. You're reading it for what you want. Because in one of the books I read, it was basically saying, like, if you have to go, like, look up the scripture to prove somebody wrong, mm-hmm. or to try and prove yourself, like, that's not, you're not reading it for the right reasons. You're not getting something out of it. But, like, for a person that's walking this out and not getting anything out of it, it's like, what is distracting you? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the biggest distraction, like, I know one old school pastor that told me one time, because I was like, yo, how did you hear from God? You know what I'm saying? How did you know you wanted to be a preacher or a pastor or whatever? And she was just like, I heard from God. And she was like, but the thing is, like, with today's world, y'all can't hear from God because you got so many distractions. Mm-hmm. You got your phone, you got Facebook, you got your computer, you got work, you got all of these other things. So it's like you got distractions, and it's one of those things where you have to open yourself up to God and let him in.
Mm-hmm.
And stop hiding You got to stop hiding that one thing that you don't want him to know, which he already knows.
He already knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's one of those things where that, like, giving it to God and saying, hey, God, like, I know you know I deal with this. Because
mm-hmm.
that stopped me, because I was dealing with some stuff, and I stopped receiving the word because I was blocking myself out from God.
Right.
Yeah. And, like piggybacking off of that, like, maybe you just need to get counsel, and it may be somebody who is a pastor, maybe a minister at the church, somebody who is older than you, somebody who is in the same age bracket than you, who's gone through it. Mm-hmm. Or there are actually Christian psychologists that you can go to. Like, it may be that you just need to get counsel for it. When you're really trying to go through the motions with the purpose of seeking God and seeking him more, and there's something, like you said, blocking you from getting that, it's something that you're not revealing, that you're not dealing with,
right,
that you may need to get past at that point, and don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when the enemy wins. That's when he's got you, because you gave up.
Or when he may be talking to you and you not taking it from these people that's good. Like, God can be talking to you, but you don't think it's God.
Yeah.
I was on Instagram yesterday, and one of the pastors that I follow, YPJ, he posted something, and he was saying how God is speaking, but we're not listening. And he brought up the point of, like, God told him one morning to wake up at 5 o'clock to pray and spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, okay, God, like, just give me an hour. Let me get up at 7 and then we could talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he missed the word because God was speaking at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We missed it because we didn't get up to 7. And I was like, ooh.
Obedience.
Because it's been times I feel God like, okay, I need you to spend time with you. I feel distant from you. And I'm like, okay, but I'm tired, God. Like, or this, my main thing is, okay, one more episode. Or one more game. Like, one more scroll. Like, so, and it's like, he's talking, but like you said, we're distracted.
Yeah.
We're not listening. So, yeah.
Yeah, and God speaks in different ways.
Absolutely.
Like, I've heard the voice of God. I have read it through scripture. Mm-hmm. Like, look, you're going to get this scripture.
Right. You're going to get this.
Or even through other people who God has brought to me literally, and hearing it from two different people mm-hmm. at two different times, same exact word as a reminder of what he said before.
Mm-hmm.
And that person not even having known that other person said it to me.
Right. Or not knowing what you're really going through.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there, but you have to be attentive to what God is trying to tell you.
Right. Right.
And be open.
Just be open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't always look for the obvious. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. You look for the obvious and you're gonna lose out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think in this episode with the X and then get the cross? This is some good stuff that we got here.
Yeah. I would say trying to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to walk it out on your own.
Yeah, that's good. Definitely, like, being afraid, like you said, to ask questions. Like, mm-hmm. don't be afraid to ask questions with doing this. And then also being afraid of getting it wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. It takes us away. Mm-hmm. I say what we can do for what gets the cross is wanting to accept the community. You know what I'm saying? Like, wanting to accept, like, other people trying to give us wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And those type of things. Like, take it in.
Right.
Yeah. And then also knowing, like, we're covered with grace. Like, we are covered in his grace. Like, even if we miss it, even if we don't have it all, even if we mess up, we have his grace to do it over again. But mm-hmm. the thing is, don't keep doing what you were doing before and thinking that you can just go back and, like, oh yeah, I have grace, I can keep doing this. The whole point with grace is to change your actions to get it right going forward.
Yeah, don't deliberately be disobedient. That's what you don't do.
Like, right.
That will get you nowhere.
Right.
But with all of this being said, though, y'all can definitely reach us. We do have, you can reach out to us on social media and all of the outlets, which is Relationship X Religion on Facebook, and on Instagram is at Relationship X Religion. And we do got a question for y'all. So the question is, how do you walk in your own way, like in your own time with God? Like, how do you do this thing with God? That's what we want to know. Like, share it with us. We might share some more some more stuff about ourselves on how we walk through this life.
Yeah, so just to recap, you guys, for this episode, we wanted to get into, like, how do you walk this out, and taking the steps that are necessary for you, not just what you've been told. And we did give you guys some different tips that you can take in, but it's all on what is necessary for you, and even in that season, what you may need to do to walk this out with God, and not being afraid to mess up, to get it wrong, and just trying. Because God knows your heart, and if you're genuine in what you're trying to do in developing your relationship with him, he'll meet you where you're at. But then also on the other part is, you may need somebody else to help you out in this walk. So don't be afraid to reach out to somebody else who you trust, who can help you. Or even if it is a stranger if you feel more comfortable with that, somebody who you don't know, maybe by a psychologist, a Christian psychologist who may be able to help you in your walk. And for that person who may be stuck at this time, who feels like they're not getting anywhere, definitely seek and find out what is it that's blocking you, even if you have to talk to somebody else to get past that block. But yeah, don't be afraid in taking those first steps to get to that relationship with God, but also making sure that you're not doing this out of like religious practice.
And how we always end things, we want you to be persuaded by religion, but fully convinced by the relationship with God. And this is Relationship X Religion Podcast.